Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. Bill Belichick sat down with Scott Zolak for Patriots All Access this week, as he will all throughout the season. He talked about the Pats' season opener against the Titans this Sunday. Here's Bill Belichick's Patriots All Access interview in its entirety.
Fired up for the season? Ready to go?
Of course, yeah. We've worked long and hard for this, and I think everybody's ready to start the year.
Let's talk a little bit about the preseason before we get into the Tennessee game. I usually ask you this question about 5 weeks in, because I know that's the area where you say, boy, I kind of have a feel for what my team is. But how do you like your team coming out of preseason? Where do you guys stand in sort of relation to last year, where you had the lockout and you had to go through camp without a whole offseason under your belt?
Well, that's a good question. You know, we'll find that out here, you know, starting Sunday afternoon. But I think that we're ahead of where we were defensively, you know, just because of the continuity that we have and some of the players that we've added, but more importantly, the continuity that we've had on defense throughout the spring and you know, so far in the preseason and training camp, although I think we still have a long way to go. And then offensively, you know, we're still trying to put a few things together there, you know, a couple guys on the offensive line, you know, or didn't play a lot in preseason. So, you know, Logan and Sebastian are coming back and, you know, with their timing and just getting playing with everybody else. Not they haven't done that before, but you have to reestablish it. And, you know, Brandon outside is, you know, giving us a good option at receiver there. But again, there's always some timing in the passing game that takes a little while. So we'll see how quickly all that comes together.
All right, I got to ask you about the referees. I know you can't say anything, you don't want to say anything about it, but it's the replacement refs. They're going with them in week one. And I remember being coached up back when Bill would always come in on Saturday, we'd have the test, and you'd have to know everything about the guy with the white hat and all that. Certain crews do call games certain ways, and not really knowing how these crews are going to react in game situations, how do you get your team ready, you know, the day before the game is hey, this is who's reffing the game, we got to go with it. How do you get them ready to play?
Yeah, well, I think right now we're not worried too much about that. We're just trying to worry about what we have to do and make sure that we're prepared, and then we'll see how the game goes. And if we have to make adjustments in it based on it being called tightly or not as tightly or whatever the case might be, then we'll try to adapt to it at the time. But I think the fewer things that we can control, the less we need to worry about those, and we need to worry more about our preparation and what we're doing and make sure that you know, we're on top of our stuff.
All right, bullets are flying for real now. Week one, the Tennessee Titans. New coach, new quarterback. The schedule comes out. You know, fans want to know, when do you really start preparing for the team? Is it the off season? Is it in camp? You know, you don't get 3 weeks of film on this team.
Well, no, we started on them back in the spring. Okay. When we had the schedule, we looked at all their games from the 2011 season and of course, prepared for, you know, both quarterbacks, Hasselbeck and Locker, not knowing how that would turn out. And then some of the new additions that they've had personnel-wise, like Wembley, you know, we'd watch him and Steve Hutchinson on the offensive side of the ball, Minnesota and Oakland, respectively. So, you know, we try to get familiar with the personnel, and then, of course, we keep up with them in preseason so we can see how some of their younger players are doing, their rookies, you know, the Kendall Wrights and the Mike Martins and guys like that, and how they fit into their team. So it's coming together. I mean, the hard part of opening day is looking at all last year's stuff, which they can't do all of that, the stuff they've done in preseason, and then whatever else is they might be holding back for us. So there are a lot of multiples there. Of course, we have the same thing going on
Sure. That
on their end. So it's a lot of preparation, but it'll all settle down once the game gets going and we can see how it's playing out, and they'll see how we're playing it out, and it'll settle down. But the lead part leading up to it is, you know, is a lot of volume.
Let's get into your angle of it, the age factor. You know, this is your youngest team going in as far as average age per year of guys across the board. Now, does that have a tendency, especially being a week one type game, where it could lead young guys in situations where there may be some more mistakes and you'll have to adjust on the fly?
You know, and that's a possibility. I think one thing we got to be careful of is not overloading anybody with too much stuff. You know, let's do what we know how to do and see if we can get that right and not try to, you know, be too creative, too exotic, you know, too smart, if you will, and to make sure we can do what we can do. But that being said, our younger players have done a good job adapting and picking up our system, and we've actually moved along pretty far with the installation on all those levels, both, you know, like our running backs and our younger linemen in protection and defensively. We have a lot of new faces there. We've been able to move that along as well. So we'll just try to find the sweet spot here for Tennessee.
Okay, young guy replaces a veteran. You've missed some veterans here that have helped you and helped your team win games over the years. When you lose veterans, you lose leadership. How do you replace that void, that gap? Is it the current veterans that you have? Do they have to step it up more? Or is it time for some of the new second, third-year guys to really accept that role and help lead the football team?
Yeah, well, I think a combination of both. Certainly some of the younger players who have increased their playing time and their role over the last couple of years that have become real solid guys for our football team have taken a larger role as a leader. Guys like Rob Ninkovich and on the offensive line, Dan Connolly and Wendell, guys like that, Tracy White in a kicking game, Slater. So those guys are, some of them are younger players, but they're emerging as leaders, as are some of our, second and third year guys. It'll be interesting to see how all plays out. Every year is a little bit different chemistry-wise, and each team has its own dynamics and its own leadership and its own personalities, and this team's no different. It'll be interesting to see how it all turns out.
It's still week one. You've been at it for a while. Still a little bit of sense of a little nervousness. Do you still get antsy?
Yeah, sure.
Anxious?
No, this is the hardest game of the year because you really don't know your team as well because you just haven't played under real bullets flying, and you don't know the other team that well because you see what you see in preseason, but it's preseason, and so you're not really sure about some of the matchups. You're not sure about how everything you're going to do is going to go. You haven't played a full game. None of our players have played 60 minutes, so that'll be a challenge for some of them, the ones that do or will play close to that. So those are all unknowns. I think once you get into your fourth, fifth game of the year, you've had some games under your belt. You have a lot better feel for where your team is, what it can do, maybe what it can't do, and you know that a little bit more about your opponents too. So it's always exciting on opening day. We'll see how it turns out.
All right, time now for your favorite part. Right now, we're going to go to the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. You on Twitter yet?
Not yet.
All that stuff.
Yeah. I was thinking
about
getting
some followers if you want to just sign up while we're here on the show or anything. Do that.
Yeah, my Twitter. That'd be great.
All right, it comes from @TateN, who asked, Coach, this being week one and the uniqueness of week one, expecting the unexpected, how difficult is it?
Yeah, it's a big challenge, and I think that's one thing that we're going to have to do a good job of as a team, as a coaching staff, to be able to recognize what happens in the game that we haven't prepared for or that we need to adjust to and how quickly we can get that communicated to our players and how quickly they can adapt to it on the field, and that can come in a lot of different forms. It can be your punt protection against some new punt rush. It could be your offense against some new blitz. It can be your defense against some different formation or some play that they haven't run before or the way they're trying to force your defense to adjust that makes you a little bit uncomfortable. So those will all be challenges for us Sunday, no question.
It's a good question. If you want to ask the coach a question like Tate did, follow us @Patriots. Submit your question right there on Twitter, #AskBB. So AskBB, it's Bill Belichick.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.